This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
RN.FM. So coming up here tonight, as always, interesting stuff to discuss. Got some international news out of Venezuela. We've heard many stories about the Venezuelan government nationalizing various different industries. Of course, the oil industry there is nationalized.
Has been for a while.
Right. They've nationalized grocery stores in some cases. They haven't nationalized every grocery chain, but they have done so to some of them. They nationalized an electronics store a while back, like the equivalent of Best Buy down there.
They were conscripting people to do farm work.
That's correct, because, well, people are hungry, and that's because of the government. It's because the government has put on ridiculous price controls.
They even have a price czar.
That's correct. Yep. He goes in and inspects prices. His troops, I imagine, also go into businesses and inspect their prices. And if they find violations, I'm sure they've got a punishment that is in line for those folks. So,
yes, they do.
People have been standing in line, speaking of lines, waiting for hours on end, 8 hours at a time, sometimes just
every
getting...
day is Black Friday in Venezuela. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, except you're lucky to even get a chicken or something like that. You're standing in line for the most basic of items, and if they run out by the time you get to the store, well, sorry. A lot of people aren't even eating three meals a day in Venezuela.
There are probably a lot of people that aren't eating three meals a week.
It's a mess. And we've been following the case here on Free Talk Live for years, ever since, well, not I guess it was since before Maduro took over after Hugo Chavez passed away. And he has not made things better. Whereas, you know, at the very least, you could say that Raul Castro has actually implemented some positive changes for the people of Cuba. That cannot be said of Nicolas Maduro, who's the follow-up to Hugo Chavez. So anyway, there's more news, more insanity out of Venezuela. They are nationalizing toys now.
I don't know if nationalizing is the right word to use here.
Well, stealing them. How about that? Taking them for the benefit of the government, apparently.
The Irish Times has the story. Venezuelan price regulators on Friday seized almost 4 million toys from warehouses around Greater Caracas and said that they would distribute them to low-income children ahead of Christmas time.
Oh, man.
Aren't they being nice? They're giving all the little boys and girls toys.
Yeah, sure. Who could disagree with giving children toys?
William, I mean,
are you a grouch or something? Are you a Scrooge, Daryl? What do you got against this?
Well, it's theft. William Contreras, the country's price czar, accused toy importer Distribuidora Cresol of hoarding and price gouging, and asked that the company's directors be detained and prohibited from leaving the country.
Hoarding. As though a company whose job it is to sell their product would have any interest whatsoever in hoarding their own product. Ah, we're going to hold on to all these toys, and you, consumers, you shan't get a chance to buy any of them. We're keeping them all for ourselves in our warehouse. It's ridiculous.
Contreras, flanked by National Guardsmen, said the company had received preferential exchange rates for goods imported as early as 2009 and then raised prices by as much as 50,000%, which is probably just to keep up with inflation because it's so out of control.
It's going crazy.
Contreras said, "These products will be put to use by the CLAP," referring to the government's community-based network to distribute, or rather, that distributes food to low-income residents. Venezuela's boys and girls will have their baby Jesus guaranteed, and these companies will learn that they can't play with the rights of Venezuelans.
Is this satire?
This is the Irish Times.
That's real? That's like a real thing?
Which is an actual website.
Can you read that quote one more time?
Yes. Going back to the beginning, these products will be...
The czar? Who was it that said this? The czar
yes.
guy? Okay, go ahead.
These products will be put to use by the CLAP, which is the government's community-based network that distributes food to low-income residents. Quote continues, Venezuela's boys and girls will have their baby Jesus guaranteed, and these companies will learn that they can't play with the rights of Venezuelans.
I don't believe that.
Triple-digit inflation and collapsing
currency.
In the
name of Jesus, we are going to steal.
It is a Catholic country.
I know.
Yeah.
That is in the Ten Commandments, though. Thou shalt not steal.
Correct.
Right? So, does it make it where you're not supposed to use God's name in vain? So, is that like combining two of the worst offenses together by citing Jesus in a statement
as
that you're making?
As the reason for theft.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Triple-digit inflation and the collapsing currency have made many non-essential items out of reach for most Venezuelans, where a monthly minimum wage buys only around $20 on the black market.
So it's not that the toys are being hoarded. It's that the Venezuelan people can't afford to buy food, so they certainly cannot afford to buy any toys. So the products are sitting on the shelves. They would love to sell them, I'm sure.
Of course they're sitting on the shelf. The guy raised the price by 50,000%.
Yeah, well, he probably...
To keep up with inflation over the last 7 years.
Right.
Government authorities have, in the past several years, ordered price cuts ahead of Christmas holidays, and price regulators ordered clothing stores in downtown Caracas to cut prices by 30% earlier in the week. In 2013, President Nicolas Maduro accused retailers across the South American nation of price gouging and deployed the military to slash prices at electronics and home appliance stores.
Can you just imagine? I mean, the military's out slashing prices. I'm imagining like some kind of Walmart commercial where
they've got bayonets on the end of their machine guns.
Yeah, yeah, where it's all about how the military's going around slashing prices. Come on out and get the best holiday deal. We've got the troops on your side.
Well, the question is, does anybody in Venezuela actually have a television and electricity in which to be able to watch said television?
The electricity's cheap in Venezuela. As you may recall, I don't think we actually did the story on the air, but Bitcoin mining is becoming a thing down there because basically
to
electricity...
keep people warm?
It's plenty warm in Venezuela, but electricity is subsidized there by the government.
Hey.
So if you can put together the money to invest in some computer hardware with some Bitcoin mining rigs, then you can do all right in Venezuela because basically the government is subsidizing Bitcoin mining. Now, you got to keep it kind of hush-hush because it's likely
right.
that the government doesn't want you to be doing that.
Oh, you have this other currency? We take that too.
Yeah.
The event where the military was slashing prices became known as the Da Cosa after the socialist leader ordered an electronics chain called DACA its merchandise prices to fair levels and liquidate their inventory on live television.
Oh, my God.
Since then, Venezuela's government has cracked down on prices across the entire economy, everything from eggs to children's shoes, levying sanctions or confiscating the merchandise of business owners who don't comply.
I mean, you have to be, in order to be in business in Venezuela, you have to be insane or just incredibly brave. You know, there's a very fine line between the two.
You're not allowed to go out of business.
Really?
We covered that story a couple of months ago where there was somebody had shut down his warehouse and the Venezuelan government came in and said, no. You're not allowed to shut down. You've got to reopen.
Well, look, if I close the doors on Friday and then take an airplane out of Venezuela, they're not going to be able to force me to reopen the doors. You know what I mean?
Well, that building becomes theirs now.
Well, that's what you would expect to happen.
Yes.
So if you are in Venezuela and you're a business owner, I mean, and you haven't left yet, then you deserve kudos for being willing to actually try to provide a service to those poor people who are, Some of them are very hungry. I don't know how many of them are starving, but they're to the point where some folks are eating one to two meals per day, and to call those meals is pretty generous
right.
as well.
And when they get a chance, they go eat the zoo animals.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'll see if I can find the story about the Venezuela Bitcoiners, because it was pretty interesting. And you can join us here and take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, if you've thought about starting up your own website or blog, but have yet to actually pull the trigger on that, now's a good time, because HostGator is offering you, as a Free Talk Live listener, 50% off of their regular hosting prices over at HostGator.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. And you go there, get started. You'll find out that HostGator's got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got a 99.99% uptime rating, as rated by Web Hosting Stuff. And they've got a 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So go to HostGator.com/FTL to get 50% off of their regular prices for however long of the initial term that you're looking at. So if you take it for a year, you get a year discount. You do 3 years, you get 3 years discount, which is pretty sweet. So go to HostGator.com/FTL. As we continue here, Daryl, you were telling us a story about Venezuela, a story so ridiculous, so hilarious, I had to ask whether it was The Onion or some other satire website, because they literally are saying the czar of pricing, or whatever he's called.
The price czar.
Yeah, the price czar.
That's the unofficial title.
Yep. In the official title is more ridiculous, but yeah, that's basically
William
what it is.
William Contreras.
So anyway, they're going and they're taking, or have already taken,
they did this last Friday.
Yeah, approximately 4 million toys, I believe it was, from various different toy distributors, warehouses.
No. This appeared to be from one.
Just one.
Distributor.
Oh, my God.
Distribuidor Crystal.
So it sounds like they cleaned them out. I mean, how many toys could they have in their warehouse? That's a lot of
products.
They
were hoarding them, Ian.
So,
and price gouging.
Claiming that they are basically stealing toys in the name of Jesus. I mean, that's essentially what this bureaucrat was saying. And I imagine that, you know, some people are going to look at this and say, hey, all right, my kid gets a free toy this Christmas. But good luck getting any toys out of those folks in the future.
People are probably going to be thinking, why the hell are they giving me toys? I've not been able to feed my kid in 3 days.
That's a good point. Yes, it's some solace there.
Oh,
right?
Thanks. A Barbie. My kid can't eat that.
So that's what's happening in Venezuela. I think that we pretty much wrap the story up, and that's... That's government for you. That's socialism for you. I mean, the government's trying to do everything they can to save face. I mean, this is the same government who was... The people in Venezuela, for a while, many of them did support this government. And it's just gotten so bad.
When things were going good.
Yeah.
Back when oil was, you know, $100 a barrel, and they were able to extract it very, very cheaply.
And now they're not so happy because, well, again, people are waiting in lines to get food. When Maduro appeared on one of the islands there for some sort of presentation, he was literally chased away by an angry crowd of people that were banging pots and pans, chasing him down.
And he thought that it would be a good idea to get out of the presidential limo
and
walk amongst
the people.
Yeah,
didn't work out too well. So people are pretty mad, and I guess he thinks that giving people toys that the government has stolen is going to somehow smooth things over here during the holiday season. I mean, this guy's walking on some pretty thin ice. Hopefully, things are not going to last much longer as far as his administration is concerned in Venezuela. But these guys, you know, these power broker types, they've got a lot of tricks up their sleeve. They
like arresting people that try to run campaigns against them.
Yep, that happens. And, of course, it doesn't just happen in Venezuela. It's just we're paying close attention to what happens in Venezuela.
And then when someone files a recall petition, which is something that's allowed in Venezuela, the Venezuelan government then drags their feet. Oh, well, we didn't count all of these by the deadline.
Looks like you have to wait to next year. And
you
then
just got to wait until the next election, sorry.
By next year, you can't remove Maduro, or if you do remove him, then his predecessor, the guy who comes after him?
Successor.
Successor, there we go. Then his successor takes over, so ultimately you really wouldn't change anything.
Well, a successor would always take over.
No, not in the case of a recall in 2016. If they had if they had done what they were supposed to do. What I mean is, like, his right-hand man, the person who's, like the vice president right now.
Okay, yeah, because successor is always the person that comes after.
Okay, I see what you're saying. What I meant was the person who is in his vice presidential seat, if they boot Maduro in 2017, that guy takes over.
Right.
If they booted him in 2016, then there would have had to have been a special election.
Correct.
So that's why they dragged their feet waiting until the 2017 deadline. Anyway, that's what the latest is. We've got more, though, from Venezuela, since we're talking about economic news. We were discussing cryptocurrency last night in great detail. This was an interesting story about the secret, dangerous world of Venezuelan Bitcoin mining. We had talked about Venezuela Bitcoin previously and expressed, you know, confusion as to why it wasn't doing better there than we would think that it maybe should. And it probably has to do with, you know, people not having internet access.
Not having internet access, not having smartphones, not being able to afford smartphones, not being able to afford internet access.
4 years ago, Alberto's career prospects were bleak. The 23-year-old Venezuelan had just graduated from college with a degree in computer science, but his nation's economy was already shredded by 13 years of socialism. He said there were job opportunities, but they paid $20 a month, and we were used to traveling and buying things from abroad, so we couldn't settle for that, he said. That according to his friend Luis, actually. Alberto and Luis, whose name has been changed for their own safety, teamed up to start a clothing business, but the venture floundered. Then Alberto discovered Bitcoin mining. He read about it on an Argentinian gaming forum. An item posted to the site described a process of getting paid in a new internet-based currency denominated in strings of numbers and letters, in exchange for running computations on a home computer. His parents said the whole thing sounded like a Ponzi scheme. Alberto, however, sensed that his life was about to change. 4 years later, his country is embroiled in a humanitarian crisis. The supermarket shelves are bare. Children are fainting from hunger in their classrooms. A mob recently broke into the Caracas Zoo to eat a horse. Many Venezuelans subsist on a monthly government stipend equivalent to about $9. Alberto, meanwhile, based on his own account, is earning more than $1,200 U.S. per day mining bitcoins and other cryptocurrencies.
Hold on. Oh, okay, so Bitcoin and other. Because I was going to say, what kind of rig does he have to be bringing in 2 Bitcoin a day?
He's part of Venezuela's rapidly growing digital currency mining community. Faced with growing threats of violent crime and government extortion, its members interface through secret online groups and take extreme precautions to hide their activities. In a country where cash has lost much of its value and food and other necessities are dangerously scarce, bitcoins are providing many Venezuelans with a lifeline. The same socialist economics that caused the country's meltdown has made the energy-intensive process of Bitcoin mining wildly profitable, but also dangerous. As I mentioned, as you'll find out here in moments, the government subsidized electricity in Venezuela. So normally running a Bitcoin mining rig isn't even profitable for those of us here in the United States. But for these folks down in Venezuela, it can be, as long as they can keep their heads down below the radar. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments at 855-450-FREE. That's the phone number where you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450 free.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, Ian and Daryl, also Melanie joining us here. Thanks. I'm glad you made it tonight because I know the roads in New Hampshire are a little snowy today.
Yeah, the roads in Siri decided to try a new path today, which is always annoying. I need to learn how to just get places without that. But I got off of work a little bit late.
So. Try Waze. Waze is a pretty good
Waze app. Requires you to have a phone signal everywhere you are. Siri doesn't.
I don't think so.
Yes, it does. Because I've tried to report cops.
Oh, yeah, you can't report a cop.
Let me.
Right, you can't report a cop if you don't have a phone signal. But if you have, like, a path set, it'll take you through that path. It knows, it still knows where you are because of GPS. So there's like, in New Hampshire, there's a 20-minute stretch of road, which, you know, is a major thoroughfare where there's just no signal whatsoever. But Waze continues to work during that time frame. You just can't report anything.
My understanding is Waze is built on top of Google Maps.
Yes, Google actually owns Waze. They bought it a while back.
Which would make sense that they built it on top of Google Maps.
Well, I mean, they didn't originally own it, but it was presumably originally doing that. Anyway, we got actually Mark Edge on the line here calling us from sunny Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's dark right now in Sarasota.
Well, probably was sunny today, though.
Well, it is 7:30.
So you're calling us about what, dude? What's up? Hello? Hello? Mark Edge, going once, going twice. That's too bad. I was going to ask him about Tipsy Elves and find out what is going on with Tipsy Elves. I sent him a message earlier today. Apparently, they're looking into why the Free Talk Live discount code is not working right now. So, you know, we're telling you about Tipsy Elves. You got your sweater actually sitting right there, Melanie. I believe that is yours.
Yeah, it looks like it from here.
Yep. And so very cool, very ugly Christmas sweaters is kind of what Tipsy Elves does. They've got a bunch of different designs, including all new 2016 designs as well. I got my first Tipsy Elves sweater last year, and it's ridiculous. And they've got all kinds of just outrageous, offensive designs, and some that are just kind of cute Christmas designs that you can check out over at tipsyelves.com. Plus, if you are a man, they have interactive sweaters like beer pong and cornhole, as well as full-on Christmas suits. For women, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas are available. Plus, they've also got a whole other line of collegiate designs, so maybe you're into college sports, they probably have something that you'll enjoy. So head over to tipsyelves.com, and once our code starts working, you'll get 20% off the entire website. So anything you load up into your cart, you'll use code FTL and get 20% off. So we're working this week as diligently as we can to get that resolved, but unfortunately, it's also Christmas time, so people take time off. And
the elves are a little tipsy.
Yeah, who knows exactly. So who knows when this will get taken care of. I would say if the code is still not working, and you'll know when you put it in there because it'll tell you it's not working. If it's not working, just leave the items in the cart and then contact their support department and let them know that you're expecting 20% off with code FTL and you're wondering why it's not working.
And create an account, and they'll send you reminder emails of, hey, you left some stuff in your cart.
Exactly. So tipsyelves.com, code FTL. As we continue here, we were talking about the Venezuelan Bitcoin mining world, they call it at Reason.com the secret dangerous world of Venezuelan Bitcoin mining, because the folks who are using the folks who are mining Bitcoin down in Venezuela are using government subsidized energy in order to do so.
That is just so hilarious to me.
Isn't it?
Well, I mean, as far as I know, there aren't too many truly free market, like, electric companies.
Well, there's a difference between a electric company that has a monopoly, like that we see frequently here in the United States, that is still technically separate from the government in that they're their own company. They're not, you know, created by the state.
Right. So, like, you know, the Department of Energy for the state of New Hampshire does not run the electric company.
Well, right. I mean, there's different levels of entanglement, and it depends on where you are.
Right. In Venezuela, as I understand it, the energy company, Ian, is it, you know, not technically a branch of the government, but the government gives them a bunch of money to basically cover the energy costs?
Honestly, I'm not sure about that. That's an excellent question. I don't have the answer to that, but I presume that the government is highly involved, given that they are subsidizing energy there.
In a lot of jurisdictions here, that's the case. Not all of them, but in a lot of jurisdictions here, that's the case.
Not to the extent to where it would make Bitcoin mining profitable, however. In a lot of places in the United States, you're going to pay still for most of the energy you consume, unless you're on some sort of special government program.
Oh, you mean on the individual level? Okay, I was talking about on the utility company level.
No. Like, they are subsidizing, oh, here, Melanie, we are covering a giant portion of your electric bill.
Okay, no, not that. Never mind.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the story here, which we just started from Reason.com. So they're saying the socialist economics that caused the country's meltdown has made the energy-intensive process of Bitcoin mining wildly profitable but also dangerous. Created in 2008 by the pseudonymous computer programmer Satoshi Nakamoto. That is somebody who no one knows who that is, by the way. Satoshi Nakamoto, still, the world does not know who that person is. Bitcoin is digital money that's tracked via a public ledger and controlled by no central bank, corporation, or individual. It's a peer-to-peer currency running on the internet, which severely limits the potential for government interference. It's true. The government can't shut down Bitcoin. It didn't start Bitcoin. It has no real effect on Bitcoin. Thank goodness. And that's one of the reasons why Bitcoin is such a strong currency and why it's so important to those of us here on Free Talk Live. Bitcoin mining is a process that provides the computational power and security required to run this decentralized currency network. To start mining, anyone can purchase a special type of internet-connected computer that runs difficult computations at high speeds. Though it has almost nothing in common with mining for gold, the end result is the same. Participants are rewarded with currency, in this case, newly minted bitcoins. It's become a popular vocation in Venezuela, in part because the country's economy is in such dire shape. Even computer scientists and skilled technical professionals can't reliably find work. Next year, the unemployment rate is expected to climb above 20%.
Wow.
And of those people who are employed, they're not exactly making a whole lot of money. But the main factor driving Venezuelans to take up Bitcoin mining is a price control put into place by the socialist government. Electricity is virtually free. Bitcoin mining requires a lot of computer processing power, which in turn requires a lot of electricity. In most of the world, utility bills eat into the cost of mining. In places where energy prices are high, it can even be a losing proposition. But in Venezuela, the government has turned Bitcoin mining into something akin to owning a home mint. Price controls, of course, inevitably lead to shortages, and the country's frequent electricity outages do create constant headaches for the Bitcoin miners. But they've come up with workarounds, such as locating their operations in industrial zones where electricity service is generally uninterrupted.
Ooh,
since Bitcoin mining,
good thoughts.
Yep, is a process, in effect, of converting the value of electricity into currency, Venezuelan miners are engaging in a form of arbitrage. They're buying an underpriced commodity and turning it into Bitcoin to make a profit. The miners have turned socialism against itself. In the process, they've gained access to a currency with far more purchasing power that abroad than the government-issued bolivar, which trades for about 1/30th of a penny on the black market. By the way, current rates for bolivars, I checked while you were talking about your earlier story, Daryl, it's just about 4,000 bolivars per U.S. dollar. So
wow.
When we were talking a couple of weeks ago, it was actually 4,500 or 4,400. So it's
right.
Actually gotten a little bit better. And that's not saying much, though, because when we first started looking, it was like 1,100. Bolivars
right.
Per dollar, and that was like just a few months ago, several months ago. So anyway, we continue here with the story about how they've turned socialism against itself, using government-subsidized energy to create Bitcoin and make a better life for themselves in a socialist hellhole, Venezuela. We'll tell you more about it on the way here, and you can share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, please shop with us in this holiday shopping season or any time of the year. But now's a great time to do it because, you know, you're probably looking for stuff for people that you care about. And yep, you might as well do it online where you can get a great deal and not have to deal with the, you know, the stores and the parking lots and all the nonsense. You can just get it done by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. There's also a Walmart link there, as well as Newegg and some other interesting stuff like Omaha Steaks. So head over to shop.freetalklive.com. Everything that you buy through those links helps Free Talk Live, and it's the stuff you're going to get anyway. So why not do it through shop.freetalklive.com? More about Venezuelan Bitcoin mining here in moments. But first, Mark is back on the line here, this time via phone, calling from Sarasota, Florida. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, sorry, the internet's not that great out here. At free internet, what do you want?
Okay, get what you pay for.
So, yeah, get what you pay for. I want to talk about Donald Trump and the CIA claiming that, somehow they knew that the Russians were, messing with the election.
Okay.
Have you guys talked about that at all?
No.
Okay. Well, what we have here is an intelligence agency that is now getting involved in the choosing of the presidential election. Now, they're doing it after the fact, but the Electoral College is still, the president has yet to be elected because the Electoral College still hasn't made this decision.
That's one week from today, I believe.
Yes.
Right. Now the Central Intelligence Agency has come out and said, I don't know, one of our greatest enemies has messed with the election, and we don't like, or, you know, this guy's the result. And that's pretty disturbing. That's what, kind of what we were have been talking about all along with the NSA hacking emails and that sort of thing. Now you have the CIA telling the American public via, you know, press release that, hey, looks like the Russians picked Donald Trump. We, well, you can do with that information as you will.
But apparently the FBI has come to a different conclusion.
Really? Tell me about that.
Well, I saw somebody post something about FBI and CIA differing on Russia. USA Today has an article titled, Why the CIA and FBI Differ on Russian Election Hacking. I've not read the entire article, but apparently they have come to different conclusions.
I see. Well, I mean, you know, here you have the CIA, an organization that regularly gets involved in foreign elections, or at least has historically. Mm-hmm. And now it appears as though they, I mean, you know, you can ascribe whatever motive you wish. There was, what's obvious is they've claimed that one of America's greatest enemies has, you know, has been involved in an election, and Trump is the result. So I presume that they're saying, you know, Trump bad, Hillary good, or something to that effect.
Well, let me clarify what's going on here. I have not followed the story. I saw the headlines, but that's about it. Are they saying that the Russian government was involved in releasing the WikiLeaks? Like, how was it that they were saying the Russian government was affecting the election?
I guess it was the DNC hacks.
Okay. Well, but that's not rigging the election. That's influencing the election, which are two very different things.
Okay, rigging, influencing, you can, you know, find influence. We'll use that term if that's what you wish. I think it's more accurate. They influenced the election. It was a close election by, you know, relatively small margins in a few swing states. And it could have certainly been different if it hadn't been for those DNC leaks as they had come out. I found them to be very, you know, informative. There were some things involved in them that I, you know, glad to have seen released to the public. Now, frankly, if some other nation besides Russia, like let's say Sweden, had come out and hacked the Republican, you know, National Convention and released emails, I don't think anybody would give a damn. I think this really comes down to a bunch of sour grapes surrounding Clinton.
Okay. So, reading this article a little bit, they say, while the CIA develops assessments based on a broad interpretation of available data, the FBI, as a law enforcement agency, requires a standard of proof that could sustain a possible criminal prosecution. So the CIA is basically using pure speculation, and the FBI is using a completely different standard of, there's not enough evidence to convict anybody,
right.
So therefore we're not convinced.
Well, and why would the FBI be investigating that in the first place? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Well, because some of the documents released by WikiLeaks were classified information.
Well, right.
So, therefore, you know, somebody releases classified information, that's technically a crime. FBI investigates crimes.
Right, but the FBI investigating the even the source of the WikiLeaks doesn't equal an investigation on whether or not Russia has rigged the election.
Well, they don't have any evidence that they did, so.
I thought we were going to use the term influence, Melanie.
Well, I mean, those are different. I mean, so, what is the claim? Are they claiming they rigged it because that's bad? Are they claiming they influenced it? I mean, we already knew that. Putin, I think, endorsed.
This is a talk show caller, and Melanie, you can't take it as verbatim. You know, I'm not sitting here with a newspaper right in front of me. Rigged, influenced. I mean, these words are synonyms.
Well, so, right. I mean, but we influence elections when we post stuff on Facebook.
We'd like to,
how
at least.
Much, I don't know, but
every talk show host would love to believe they have some influence on an election, but I don't know if that's really true at all. But regardless,
I've been blamed for the Libertarian Party not getting 5% of the presidential vote. So I've influenced the election. Did I
How's
rig the thing, Mark?
I mean,
because you think those are synonyms.
If you vote, you influence an election. So that's not nefarious in any way.
Right. I mean, doesn't the CIA know that Russia today is owned by the government of Russia and that its main kind of purpose is to essentially be a propaganda tool against the United States government? So, you know, couldn't they also point to that as another way of influencing the elections? I mean, really, this doesn't really even seem to be newsworthy to me at all.
So next question on the USA Today.
MSNBC.
Well, I'm not MSNBC.
Lots of things are, yeah.
MSNBC is a cable news network, and those things are dying. Who cares what they think?
A lot of people care what they think.
Not that many, actually. The total.
Well, the people who care what they think are dying. Actually,
that's true as well. Their viewing audience is dying off, and they're getting smaller over time. And the aggregate number of viewers on those cable news channels isn't really that many. There are far more people that will, you know, listen to NPR or listen to major talk show hosts than will watch those channels, as I understand it. But I haven't seen the numbers in recent days. So anyway, you know, what about it? I mean, so, okay, what is going to happen? Do you think the CIA is going to, like, somehow sabotage Trump's presidency?
I think that it's what's really important to note here, Ian, is that an organization whose stated purpose is to not interfere in U.S. domestic politics is, and this organization has a long history of overthrowing governments throughout the world, is now currently releasing information at a very opportune time to presumably overthrow the president-elect. Now, frankly, if Trump doesn't get into office, it doesn't make me feel bad at all. But nonetheless, I think it's really important to understand what intelligence agencies, especially the CIA, you know, this organization is corrupt from its top to its bottom.
Are you suggesting the CIA is going to orchestrate a coup of its own government?
I'm suggesting that it's doing that right now.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I don't think they're going to be successful, Ian. But releasing this information 1 week before the Electoral College goes to vote is rather convenient.
All right. Thank you for the call, Mark. Enjoy your vacation. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
I think with as many things that people have speculated about over the past year, until something actually happens, saying it's really convenient that they released this just before, you know, this is supposed to happen, because that means that something totally different, and then the something totally different doesn't happen, and then there nobody ever says, I was wrong.
Right.
You know, I'm not sure there's even an allegation here. Russia influenced the election. Yeah, we knew that. So, because what's happening is your mainstream media is using influence and hack interchangeably. And saying that people influenced the election and expecting you to get mad about that is just really kind of ridiculous.
And there's also no evidence that it was Russian state agents that hacked the DNC.
Correct. In fact, WikiLeaks is claiming that that's not what the case was.
Well, I mean, and Putin was open about endorsing Trump, so it's not a surprise.
855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 2 coming up. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.